The rebels of Sierra Leone's Revolutionary United Front, or RUF, have shocked the world with their bloody campaign of terror during the West African country's 10-year civil war. Atrocities have made the RUF one of the world's most feared rebel movements. After breaking numerous ceasefires, the RUF announced it wanted to make peace. And during the past several months, the rebels have been true to their word. NPR's Ivan Watson begins this report from RUF rebel headquarters in the town of McKinney.
More than 100 heavily armed Nigerian peacekeepers from the United Nations march on the dusty field that serves as McKinney's soccer stadium. It's a show of strength for the residents who've gathered to watch. Some of them are RUF rebel fighters who are currently unarmed. One young man, who calls himself Lieutenant Colonel Value, explains that his commanders have ordered the rebels to leave their weapons at home for the time being. And he says he's happy the peacekeepers are here.
We have committed to peace in Sierra Leone, you know, to bring peace between we and other brothers.
It's been more than 2 months since the RUF in McKinney invited UN peacekeepers to station a battalion here. The Nigerian commander of the UN battalion, Lieutenant Colonel James Oladipo, pays daily house visits to people like RUF Colonel Lami Salia, one of the many rebel commanders living in McKinney.
How are you today?
I'm fine, sir.
I know you're enjoying yourself. I know how happy I'm coming around.
Just 2 years ago, when Oladipo was stationed here as a West African peacekeeper, he fought pitched battles with the RUF. Now, after 10 years of civil war, he's convinced the rebels really want peace.
I am very convinced. I am convinced beyond any reasonable doubt. This peace is going to stay. I am telling you with all from the bottom of my heart.
But barely a year ago, the rebels broke a ceasefire when they took 500 UN peacekeepers hostage. And few trusted the rebels when they signed yet another peace agreement with Sierra Leone's elected government last November. Since then, however, clashes between rebels and pro-government forces have decreased dramatically. The RUF commander, General Issa Sese, says the RUF now wants to pursue its agenda by participating in democratic elections as a political party.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, this is the time for we to give our people peace. And we deem it necessary for us to disarm. For the past 10 years, we have been fighting in the interest of our people. So we decided to disarm for now without no problem.
But the RUF will have a hard time proving its peaceful intentions to people like 18-year-old Adamse Kamara. Kamara cradles her newborn son with what's left of her hand. 3 years ago, rebels used machetes to cut off her fingers and most of her thumb. Her sister got the same treatment. Kamara and her sister live with more than 300 other victims at the Aberdeen amputee camp in Freetown. Throughout Sierra Leone's conflict, thousands of civilians lost arms, legs, lips, and ears. Other armed factions, including the Sierra Leonean Army and even West African peacekeepers, have also been accused of atrocities. But Corinne Dufka of Human Rights Watch says the bulk of the offenses were committed by the RUF.
What the RUF primarily did was use terror, used human rights violations to ultimately control the civilian population. So they would go into a village and attack it. There was usually a several-day spree of violence where they would rape the women and burn the village and kill anyone who was trying to escape. Instead of trying to work with them in order to gain their support, they effectively wage war against them.
Analysts say the real reason the rebels are cooperating is because they've been backed into a corner. UN sanctions against neighboring Liberia reduced the flow of weapons to the RUF. The rebels also suffered significant casualties when they began fighting the army of Sierra Leone's northern neighbor, Guinea, last November. And finally, after the UN peacekeepers were taken hostage last year, Britain made a show of force by sending troops and warships to Sierra Leone. Britain is now training thousands of soldiers from the Sierra Leonean army. At an army base outside the capital of Freetown, British instructors watch as Sierra Leonean soldiers sprint through the grass and dive on the ground. And because they're training without live rounds, they're left making their own shooting noises.
Come on.
British Army spokesman Anna Kemba.
You know, and at the end of the day, the remit is to build an accountable, you know, and democratic armed forces that the government can use. And this will allow the government to use the army to re-exert government influence over its territory.
With British advisers placed in every level of the Sierra Leonean government and the presence of the world's largest UN peacekeeping force, soon to be more than 17,000 strong, tiny Sierra Leone has effectively become a United Nations protectorate. But at least one-third of the country is still controlled by the RUF, and thousands of rebels are still armed. Many observers say further progress in the peace process depends on cooperation from the same rebels who started this war 10 years ago. Ivan Watson, NPR News in Sierra Leone.